This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. India and China said today they've agreed to tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. China has not released its casualty count. The Moscow discussions were the highest level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late on Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agreed that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. There's been a tragic gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh, outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred near the end of worshippers' prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to Dhaka's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Those who died reportedly included at least one child. Authorities said a gas accumulation in the mosque likely triggered the blast. Authorities have begun an investigation. People across Lebanon observed a moment of silence to mark 1 month since the port explosion that devastated large parts of Beirut and claimed close to 200 lives. Rescue workers, meanwhile, have been digging through the wreckage of a residential building, searching for a possible survivor, hope fed by a pulse signal detected this week. It is considered extremely unlikely anyone will be found alive at this late date. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. There is a chilling prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current figure, and that fatalities could reach 3,000 a day in December. The modeling comes from the University of Washington's Health Institute. The other side of the warning, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks, but in fact the use of masks appears to be declining. One of the final U.S. jobs reports before November's voting presented a good news, bad news picture. Unemployment fell from 10.2 to 8.4% in the U.S., but the pace of hiring in the country slowed down. There were 1.4 million new jobs filled in August, but that was down from 1.7 million the month before. Economists say that points to a sluggish recovery from the damage done by the pandemic. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, COVID-19 has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second largest city. There were 15 arrests. The ironic backdrop, a gradual improvement in stemming new cases in Victoria due to the nearly 5 weeks of restrictions in Melbourne. Around 200 demonstrators rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. Victoria reported 76 new virus infections and 11 deaths today. Tomorrow, the state premier, Daniel Andrews, is set to outline plans for easing Melbourne's pandemic restrictions, which shut down large parts of the economy, require people to stay at home except for essential business, and imposed a nighttime curfew. The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with some 26,000 cases. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, is taking heat for suggesting that when there is a coronavirus vaccine, people should have a choice whether or not to take it. He is speaking out against making shots mandatory. Bolsonaro's critics include the state governor of Sao Paulo, who told the Associated Press immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory except in special cases. There is a continuing uproar over President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly magazine, in a story with unnamed sources, says Mr. Trump referred to American military personnel buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden, said if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.